Good morning. We are continuing our topic of the mitzvah standing for an elderly individual and for a Talmud Chacham. And as we've said, when it comes to standing for someone who's elderly, Me'ik or Adina Psaka, the Shulchan Aruch, the age is 70. 70 creates the obligation. We have to stand for somebody who's 70. And also for a Talmud Chacham. When it comes to the age, the Arizal's view is that it's 60. So that is a machlokes. And we've also said that unless you're talking about somebody who has a Rebbe Muvak or the Nasi of the generation, the greatest sage of the generation, the Gadol Hador and the like, that the obligation is only to stand up when that individual, the elderly individual, the Rav, walks within four amos of you, but there's no mitzvah, you're not even allowed to stand up when the person is outside of the four amos, because then you are nullifying, negating the mitzvah, because you're standing too early. So only when the person enters your circumference of four amos, that's when you stand up, but not beforehand. And our question today is, when do you sit? Once that person passes by, can you sit down immediately, or do you have to stay in the upward position, standing position, until the person exits your four amos? That is our critical question today. So in fact, the Psak of the Rambam and the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch is that you can sit down immediately when that person passes by. Now the Gra comments on that, Shulchan Aruch, and says, this is not like the Girsa of Rashi and Rosh. Rashi has the Girsa in the Gemara and Kiddushin when talking about this mitzvah. V'kevan she'avar arba amos yoshev. Only once that elderly individual, the Talmud Chacham, was talking about the Talmud Chacham there, passes outside of the four amos, goes away, is no longer within your four amos, that's when you can sit down. However, otherwise you cannot sit down. You have to stay in the upward standing position. So based on the gears of Rashi and the Rush, you cannot sit down immediately. You have to wait until that elderly individual, the Talmud Chacham, pass outside of your four amos circumference. So the Psak, this is what the Birkei Yosef says, we paskin lehakel. We are lenient on this. Why? Because that's how the Rambam paskins, and that's how the Torah paskins, and that's how the Ran paskins. And in fact, there's a Yushalmi that basically says that when it comes to a zaken, an elderly individual, you have to stand up when he's within four amos. Avar lefanav yashavlo. When he passes outside, when he passes immediately, the implication is you can sit right then. So there we have it. The main psak is that we are lenient on this. As soon as the person leaves, passes by you, you don't have to wait for amos, you can sit immediately. Having said that, there are some poskim who are machmir, like the girsa of Rashi, and like the girsa of the Rush, the girsa and the Gemara, that you have to stay in the standing position for four amos until the person exits the four amos. And the Be'eras Hamayim has an interesting explanation as to this shita. He says, if you look in the pasuk, of that we're learning the halacha that you have to stand mipnei seva takum v'adartra pnei zaken. It says pnei two times, and we learn it. His limud is as follows: that the first one is that you stand up when he comes into your four amos, and you stay in that position standing up until he exits your four amos. That's why it says pnei. It applies when he enters, when he comes in, within four amos, and until he leaves your four amos, you have to stay in the standing position. So, bottom line, Ikar Adin, you can sit immediately, but there are some poskim who say it is roi lahachmir. Indeed, we should be machmir for the shita, for the gears of Rashi and the Rush, and stay standing up until that elderly gentleman or that Talmud Chacham exit your dalet amos. Have a wonderful day.